Yeah. And we're ready for it. It has been a long week. Hey, welcome to the show. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here today. 884-9910. If you would like to say something, if you've got something on your mind or just an event going on this weekend that you'd like to see more people at, give us a call. 884-9910. And I say us because, well, it's you and me. Also, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Thank you for all the emails on the rally yesterday. You know, the love to have been there, wish I could, you know, more notice next time, different planning. Well, the planning was for the Women for Trump. They marched on D.C. and all across the country, so we didn't really have anything to do with the planning. It was just getting the word out to get some people there. And in talking with the organizer, the local organizer, PJ DeGrosse, she made it very clear it's going to be bigger. We're going to have booths out there. We're going to do all kinds of cool stuff, and we'll do it on a Saturday. So be listening for that, because we have to support our president. And it's just going crazy out there. I had to use my horn this morning. And if you know me, to know me is to know I hate using my horn. I don't use the horn unless it is absolutely necessary. I even look at my husband and it's like, no, don't. Absolutely necessary. So I'm sitting at the underpass waiting to get on to I-580. Still want to call it 395. I-580. And we have two turn lanes. So I'm on the inside lane. We're turning. But this car next to me just guns it. And I know what they're going to do. They just drift over into my lane. And then I lay on the horn, and then they figure it out and get into their lane. But it's just like totally not paying attention or not caring or whatnot. And I'm driving. I'm paying attention a little bit more to the drivers. And I saw one person just flailing their arm, and it wasn't to music. It was like, you know, they're screaming at somebody on the phone. And then saw another woman. And I hate to point out gender. I'm sorry. I saw another driver looking for something. And by the time I looked back to the road to make sure I was safe and then looked back over, they were still looking for something. It's like, this is a vehicle that is going, we'll say 65 miles an hour. And people are so distracted while they're driving with their phones, with just life, that it really is scary. We are so angry right now. Everybody. Left angry at the right. Right angry at the left. We're angry with the school district, elected representatives, idiot people who just are idiots and you can't even have a regular conversation with them. And we really need to learn how to chill. So I hope you do something this weekend. I hope you unplug. Get out of your car. We're in the sweet spot of fall right now, to where it's crisp and cool, and the colors of the leaves are gorgeous. They're falling. I just even looked down inside my garage when the garage door closed, and some of the little red leaves off some of the plants blew in, and I'm just looking at them. It's like, gosh, those are pretty. Just get out and unplug whenever you can this weekend. Take a walk, take a hike, do whatever you can do to just, even just sit in your backyard for a little bit. Take in a deep breath and let it all go away for a minute. Because we are all wrapped up in something that is irritating the hell out of us. Just take a little time and let it go. Because if you don't, it's just going to fester. It's going to fester and fester and fester. Whether it's somebody that you just met that you can't get out of your mind, because we all have good instincts. We all know when we meet people if that is going to be somebody that you can trust, or if that is going to be somebody that you smile at, say hi, and then write off everything. But you have to do it for your own good. You do. You have to do it for your own good and your family's good. I'm not saying don't pay attention to what's going on, because it will make you angry. But for your own sanity, you've got to let it go. How do I do a show like this and go through Facebook posts and listen to people and watch people as others, American patriots, were out celebrating their president and showing support for him, to be flipped off? I mean, I had to see at least, I mean, it wasn't a great number of people, but it just shows the mentality. I mean, I don't even tell people they're number one unless somebody has really gotten to me. Or I want to tee them off because, you know, it's a trigger for other people. But the people who flipped off those patriots, you know, if you don't support, then don't honk. Just ignore them. If you support them, honk, wave. If you don't, then go about your day. Why do you have to do the aggressive side? Like, how do I get through this show? How do I get through all of the comments that I'm mean-spirited, I'm cold-hearted, I'm just a bad human being? Well, first off, because I don't care. The only person's opinion I care about is my mother's. Yeah, sometimes I don't care about my husband's opinion either. That's just the way it goes. But just let it go and don't let yourself get angry, because that's what they do. And it makes you, it literally makes you ugly. It makes your face wrinkle up and you're all, ah. No, when we were out there yesterday and somebody would flip us off, we just laugh. It's like, seriously? Just laugh it off. Laughing might cause those little laugh lines, but they are so much prettier than all that anger building up. Men and women. So do whatever you can do to get out and have some fun this weekend. Even if it's not fun, even if it's just, you know, doing something that relaxes you. A bubble bath. When was the last time you had a bubble bath? When was the last time you just, you know, worked those muscles in your shoulders by yourself by sitting straight up and doing that shoulder roll? All kinds of things can help. Just take time out of all the BS to do it. Because I'm going to be bringing you a lot of BS. Because that's what this show's about. It's to highlight the things that the city, the county, the state, all of the counties around us are going through. And it is crazy. If you want to do something good, because, well, the chill is in the air. The Carson Nugget is having food for thought team up for children's winter coat drive. So, got a coat out there for the kids? Take it in. They're looking for coats for children ages 5 to 18. Now through November 15th. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Neil this morning. Hi, Neil. What would you like to talk about?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I wanted to talk about, I heard briefly, and I heard about buying Greenland, but not buying Greenland and buying Canada instead. What do you take on that?
It's just BS. It's... We're not going to go around and buy other countries right now.
Yeah, that
with
is
the
stupid.
Financial situation that we yeah. are in. And it's just, it's a way for media to distract.
Yes,
people say stuff. You know, if people say things and the media is so wound up.
Who actually says stuff and do it. But not the Democrats and not the media and not... the hungry Russian Middle East communist stupid people.
I love that comment, Neil.
Yes.
So we're
going to
cut it right there.
Yes. And
oh, I got to take a break here, Neil. But
okay.
Thank you so much. That was absolutely perfect to wrap that up with. 884-9910. If you've got a thought for the day, if you've got an event happening this weekend, or you just want to talk about something that gets people riled up so they can take a breath and relax this weekend. Well, I've got something to rile you up that I've chosen to do that's going to irk a lot of people off. And like I said, I don't care. It's KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, the Monica Jay Show. Yerington, love you. Smith Valley, Mason Valley, love you. 92.3 FM and all of Northern Nevada. Love you. 884-9910. And Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Speaking of fun things to happen over the weekend, how would you like to tour a cemetery? Yeah. Cemeteries are fun. They're historical. They're creepy. They're spooky. Well, history comes alive Saturday when docents from the Douglas County Historical Society will lead family-friendly walking tours through the Genoa Cemetery. So they're not out to scare the little ones, but share a little bit of history with you. So check that out if you'd like. A lot of other things going on, too. Like the first-ever Gandhi Dance in Dayton. What the heck is a Gandhi dance? I thought I was reading it wrong and it was supposed to be the candy dance. I thought, no, candy dance already happened. Well, a Gandhi is a railroad maintenance worker. That's what they were known as. So, you are welcome to check out the first ever Gandhi dance and help support the Historical Society of Dayton Valley. So, as you know, you can always call 884-9910. Even when I'm in the middle of a rant, you can always change the subject and talk about whatever you want because this is your live and local FM talk show. But I had a few people over for dinner on Wednesday night. I didn't talk about this yesterday because I wanted to focus on supporting our president and the people that came out to the Nevada legislature to do that. And they're prominent people in the community and me, you know, not so prominent. And we wanted to sit and I wanted to pass an idea to them as I read through the different Facebook posts and get their opinion on something. And I have been going about this the wrong way. I have been contributing to the problem when it comes to homelessness in our area. If you go online, you go to apartments.com or you find the apartment guide or housing guide, whatever. I discovered that there is a lot of housing out there available, even for low income. You might need to get a roommate, but people in college do it. People working to save money for something do it. Younger people do it. Older people do it. People invite other people into their home, rent a room. So the residences are out there. Did some calling with the shelter, did some calling with the Catholic Community Charities. Just looking around town for help. There are empty beds. There are beds available. So with my little group and I, we have decided to call it what it is. It's going to take me a little bit to correct myself because I get so used to using the terms that the liberal left want you to use. I have to retrain my brain. So homeless person might slip out every once in a while, but I'll correct myself because we're not going to use that term anymore on this show. Because if a person was truly just homeless, there's help out there. There's housing assistance. There's rental assistance. There's money assistance if you're short on paying rent. There are programs out there. So instead of identifying a critical situation by a useless moniker that doesn't actually contribute to solving the problem, we're now going to call it what it is. It's called vagrancy. It's not homelessness. It's vagrancy. It's people wandering the streets, not wanting to leave a few of their items behind, so they steal shopping carts. Those things aren't cheap, and they're not free. You're not supposed to just take off with them. But, you know, people look the other way. People aren't sleeping in parks and overpasses and along the freeways, along the rail system, just out in the desert because they are homeless. They are doing that to twist a law because they know that they won't be bothered, so they can do drugs. Interesting fact. The lady, the woman who has been so prominently displayed with her cute little hat on camera, on written articles, so in the paper, on TV, about how horrible it was to have her moved out of her home at Pickett Park with her dresser and her vacuum and all of her belongings, her cart, where she had been staying for 4 months. It wasn't an issue until QOL Reno came along and said, you know what? We're going to clean up this park. Councilwoman Neoma Jordan jumps on board and gets out there and gets her a storage unit and gets her a bed, and these stories didn't mention that she had been approached for help numerous times, and she didn't want it because she was a heroin addict and is a heroin addict with her boyfriend. So vagrancy is vagrancy. It's not homelessness. Vagrancy is what we are now going to call it. We are going to call it what it is. It's criminal. Drugs are involved. People are involved who shouldn't be around children, so they shouldn't be in a park. A park that the taxpayers pay for, that they're too afraid to use. So there you have it. Like it or not, we're going to start calling things the way they are. And we need to end vagrancy here in Northern Nevada in all forms. 884-9910, what do you want to talk about today? We are the home of Fox News. Love that. So let's get a break going on 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show on 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. Let's check in with Karen this morning. Hi, Karen. What would you like to talk about?
How are you?
I am wonderful today. I hope you are the same.
We're wonderful. We're out here in front of the Capitol with Awaken the Dawn and hashtag Tent America, and we are praying for our nation and our beautiful state of Nevada. And we, first of all, wanted to thank you for all you've done for our great state. And we were out yesterday. Honking and hooting at your little rally you had out in front of the Yes, thank you. That was awesome. So anyway, we're just out here, and we want you to know we're praying for you, and we wanted to let you know, and any listeners, that to come on out to the Capitol and join us, and if they have a heart for our nation and a heart for the state of Nevada, and we'll be out here all day till 5 o'clock. And tomorrow as well.
Karen, that's awesome. I had a gentleman approach me yesterday when I was out there, and he came to tell me that he had actually, and he was encouraging everybody else to as well. Whenever you can, if you are in the area, wherever it is, go in legislative building and just say a prayer for our country and our friends and neighbors who are Nevadans, and again, the country. And then went into the Nevada Supreme Court and prayed in the Supreme Court. And there was one of the marshals in there that protect the building, and just made his day when he saw these people coming in and praying for the laws to be, you know, enforced, and the people who enforce them, and the people who help make them, and to make sure that we do, as the National Day of Prayer, as our president declared 2019, is love one another.
Yes.
And
yes,
I know that that's what we try to do.
That's the motto this year. Yes. We're excited for next year in May, and it's not a mistake that this is the year's motto, love one another. And
yeah,
it's a simple measure just to pray. I mean, that doesn't take any time or money. So,
and boy, it fills the soul and makes you feel better.
Right? Exactly. We are so grateful for you too, Monica. Please know how many people we're just cheering you on, and we're actually praying for you all the time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And trust me, I can definitely feel it. Thank you, Karen, for the call, and blessings to you and everybody who is out there, and this weekend, actually. So let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Ryan this morning. Hi, Ryan. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I got a couple of things. One, thanks, Monica, for bringing out the point that this the person that like was like the homeless person, because it looked the way the perception it looked like that Kilo and Paul were the bad guys, and the fact that you said that this person, it wasn't reported, the fact that this person was they tried, because here's what it seemed when I watched the interview. It seemed like that Kilo are a bunch of heartless people that even try to reach out to him on. And now, when you say that they did do that, then that makes them surveillant. Something doesn't smell right with this story here. The way that they
let me add on to that, Ryan, for just a second. When we went out Monday. And we were looking at, not this last Monday, but a week ago, Monday, when we were out at Peavine Mountain, we were not harassing anyone. And the group would go up to everybody that they encountered, and they would give them cards and flyers and say, hey, if you want to change your situation, yada, 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 please contact us. We weren't pushing anybody out. And then when they put out the notice that they were going to clean up and clean out Pickett Park on Saturday, know that they went out 2 days beforehand and spoke with every single person in the park, told them what they were going to be doing on Saturday, gave them cards for resources, flyers for resources, and gave them notice. And it wasn't until Friday, when law enforcement showed up, Officer Stalkop, that action was actually taken. I'm with you. Those stories infuriated me, that they leave out the stuff,
the important piece,
of
the fact there's a thing that Vincent, one of my favorite people said, Richard Kennedy McMahon said, perception is reality, reality is perception. And when I watched that report early in the morning on Channel 2, it looked like the fact that QO were a bunch of heartless people, that they didn't even give them a chance, they didn't even go through and give them like courage or research or anything. But now you're saying that they did that already, and they didn't even put that in the Channel 2 interview that I watched on maybe Tuesday or Wednesday morning, like around before I left work, around 5:30 in the morning. And that fills in the story a lot better, and it shows that QO, they're not, that they were doing the right thing, but the perception is that QOL
are the bullies. Right,
yes, the bullies in this case. But when you fill in that piece that they went out beforehand, that this woman that she's the poster child of the Pickett Park, but they don't say the fact that she's a heroin addict, that adds a whole lot of weight.
And that she had been there for four months. And nobody's doing anything to help her. But here, Ryan, let me give you another little twist, because I thought this was very interesting, and we were talking about it yesterday when we were at the pro-Trump rally. And we were looking around, and of course, it all started at 10 o'clock. And, by the height of it, we, maybe about 10:30, we had close to 100 people there and one anti-Trumper across the street. And there was no other media there. 2 hours of this is going on. People screaming and having a good time and waving flags and honking. You can hear it on my podcast. You can hear the excitement and enthusiasm of the people around us. Television showed up. Camera people and a reporter showed up at 12:30 when I would say the majority, probably three quarters of the people, had decided, we've been out here for 2.5 hours, let's go, and people started dispersing. My show was over, and so the majority of people have left. That's when the so-called media show up to show people what's going on, and what do they show? They show, 15 people hanging around in support of Trump.
Perception is reality, and reality is perception. And then one more thing, I can't believe this morning, but on KOH they said that that President Trump's COH, the chief of staff, said, "Yeah, we did this quid pro quo with Ukraine." they admitted it, finally, that they did this. They were holding back the aid and trying to investigate Biden and trying to investigate, get dirt on Biden, and return will give you the aid. They admitted that this morning as well.
You know what? I hate to be a hypocrite, but I'm totally okay with that. Because if that is what it takes, holding back our taxpayer money to a country that we shouldn't be giving it to in the first place to investigate corruption, I'm all for it. And Trump, Biden admitted to doing it, so it was obviously okay. Well, that's just my thought.
Yeah, I just wanted to get that out there as just another piece of the story of what's going on here, in case people haven't heard it this morning. Okay, thanks, Monica.
Oh, we were talking about it yesterday. So, Ryan, thank you so much. Appreciate the call. What would you like to talk about today? I'm stealing something from Carson Now. Thank you to the reporters at Carson Now. I love this, but I'll be right back with that after we take a quick break on the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show. Whatever you want to talk about today, the National Day of Prayer, the, you know, finally things coming out with Mulvaney. But you know what? I'm totally okay with it. I'm tired of this double standard, you know, quid pro quo. Stop sending taxpayer dollars to these other countries. And if we are going to withhold it so we can get people to actually fight some corruption, hey, I'm all for it. It's KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show on 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And, of course, Monica at 991FMTalk.com. Let's go to those phone lines and check in with Nicole this morning. Hi, Nicole. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, Monica. About using the term vagrant, that's the way I've referred to the homelessness for years and years now. I've had a family member about 10 years ago who ended up getting on some bad drugs, abandoned her two-bedroom apartment, ran away to California because at the time that's where it was easier for her to do what she was doing, living in the woods, you know, in a tent. And sometime within this process, she had gotten picked up. She was high on hallucinogenic mushrooms. She got diagnosed as schizophrenic, which landed her a Social Security check. So essentially the government was funding her drug habit. I had actually at the time called the Social Security Administration and told them this. They wouldn't do anything about it. She had the food stamps. She had the free health care. She had a check coming in. And she was just enabled to live the way that she was living. And she did that for many years. It was really sad. Yeah, thankfully, she came around full circle. But so much of this vagrancy, I believe, is, you know, our system enabling it. And it's not okay.
Yeah, Nicole, you're 100% correct, because I go back into my family history and my brother was heavily on drugs coming out of high school and always in and out of jail. He actually had a friend who showed him and taught him how to become an SSI recipient at a very young age for the rest of his life. People are showing other people how to work the system, and they can live however they want on our taxpayer dollars, and we don't do anything about it. Because nobody wants to arrest people.
Right. And employers are complicit in this also. My sister would get these jobs, and if she worked less than 20 hours a week, she could still collect her check. So these employers would hire her and then pay her under the table for anything that was over 20 hours, which they weren't paying taxes on, of course, and she was still collecting the SSI. It's crazy.
It's all we do is enable, and that's why I like being with Paul and Valerie White from QOL Reno, because they do the tough love. They know that the city, the county, the state, that the government is just enabling people. And I'm sorry, but I don't want my taxpayers' dollars going to that. You can get all the donations you want from people who feel sorry for that. That's their choice. But my right. choice is to get people into the jail system. If they're breaking the law, they're breaking the law, and get them the help that they actually need, that maybe they can recover and have a life. So, Nicole, thank you for sharing your story that's showing it is happening and using the term vagrancy. I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Nicole. So I told you I was going to steal a story from Carson Now, and I love this that they're highlighting this, because you know what? Guess what? Christy Scott and I have been talking about this for quite some time now. But the Carson City Rifle and Pistol Club is discussing that the city is ending the use agreement for the rifle range. So go on carsonnow.org. I guess I'm not really stealing the story if I'm pushing you to go read it for yourself. So if you use the range, go in and you can read this story about the use agreement between the city and the Rifle and Pistol Club. And it is expiring today. It will expire on October 18th, and the city, they've declined to renew it. So consequently, the club will no longer provide range safety officers or assist in operating the range as of today. So what is the city going to do? We had heard that there was going to be now a range master that the city is providing, but who is it? Are they going to be opening up the range for longer hours? Who's going to keep track of the calendar now? Lots of questions for you. Go on and check out the story for yourself. Educate yourself. And remember, there are other ranges out there. You may have to drive a little further, but when you're teaching people, when you're new to the sport, and I do call it a sport because that's what I enjoy doing. You know me, I'm an animal lover, thumper, whatever. I killed a bird. I shot a bird when I was in my 20s. And it was just the squawkiest little, just couldn't stand it. Never shot a, you know, just pick that thing out of the tree. My boyfriend at the time was so impressed. And it's like, I've never felt so bad in my entire life. There was just something about it. You know, hunters will come and say, well, what if you were starving? And it's like, yeah. You know, if I had to feed my family, heck yeah, I'm going to go out and shoot Bambi. But I don't have to. Fortunately, we have cattle ranchers. And we have, oh gosh, we got all kinds of ranchers out there for everything. I can go to the grocery store and I can buy something. So hunters go out and hunt. I choose target shooting. I love target shooting. I'm gross when it comes to target shooting, and I put little ketchup packets behind vital areas. I don't know. Don't start armchair quarterbacking, psychologizing me. But I like that. I like the practice. I like, you know, going out and a great one, so you're not leaving a bunch of trash and everything all over the place, is save the 2-liter water bottles or the water jugs, fill them up when you know you're going to go shooting, fill them up, freeze them, and then use those as targets. You can shoot them as many times, and the ice just, you know, the ice just melts in. You can see where your shots land. And then you just pick up the little plastic pieces and throw them away. There you have it. A little bit of water into the ground. Pick up the plastic and go about your day. Lost my train of thought there. I get so excited about thinking going out and doing some shooting, because that's how I let off steam. do whatever you need to do this weekend to just let off some steam so you can put a smile on your face. Or just put a smile on your face. See how it makes you feel. It's the Monica Jay Show. Whatever you want to talk about at 884-9910, right here on 99.1 FM Talk.